Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg, and I am a prenatal and pediatric chiropractor located in the East Bay, and I founded Millennial Parenthood in 2015 when I saw a huge gap and a need for parents to have resources so they can make informed and educated decisions for their families. And so I established Millennial Parenthood, which features guest speakers talking on a range of different topics. We had a summer speaker series in June, which was a lot of fun. So if you go on to the video section, you can see that. But this week, I am bringing something new and exclusive to Millennial Parenthood, and I'm so excited to be here and telling you all about a topic that is very close to my heart, which is postpartum. So the series is Empowered Postpartum, 5 Life-Changing Strategies in 5 Days Just for You. I want to start out with asking you to write down what the words postpartum depletion mean to you. Now, this is a term that a lot of the times we do not talk about. I recently heard the term a couple of years ago, and it was something new to me, and I could understand why a lot of moms get confused when they're postpartum and they're feeling all these different symptoms, but they don't have a phrase for it. They're not feeling postpartum depression. They might be feeling postpartum anxiety. And that is something that postpartum depletion leads to. So I will be going over postpartum depletion today. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer. Just please comment below. I want to start off with one of my favorite poems called The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler, long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. So as for that passing there, had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. If you had two paths to take, which one would you choose? So I'm going to give you those two paths. A healthy mom gets pregnant. She has all the tools and resources available for her. So she preps for her labor, her birth, and hires a postpartum team. She has everything figured out. Her whole team is there to support her. You can call it a village if you'd like, because there is a lot of people there for her. She is back to about 50% at 6 months postpartum and 100% at the end of year one. She experienced no postpartum challenges. The second path is a healthy mom. She gets pregnant fast, hears about birth doulas, but she doesn't really understand what that is, takes a class at the hospital. Then around 7 months pregnant, she hires a doula, decides that she wants a doula there for her birth. She still works full time until her water breaks at about 39 weeks and baby ends up in the NICU, even though baby is full term. She has no postpartum team and has to quickly find a nanny. She goes back to work full time within a week. She breastfeeds and pumps and just wants to keep up with everything. Her main focus is the baby, and she does everything she can to continue to breastfeed. At 4 months, she begins to have postpartum challenges. In a year, she continues to have those challenges. No one can say what it is. Lots of MRIs, x-rays, nobody knows. 3 years along, she goes to the highest doctors and asks, what is wrong with me? They don't really know. They do blood work, MRIs again, x-rays. Nobody really knows what it is. But because they don't know, they're stamping her with an autoimmune diagnosis and telling her to get pregnant fast because this is her last chance. 4 years along, she finds functional medicine. And that has made all the difference. Which path would you want to go through? Would you want to choose the one that is less traveled by? How many moms have experienced postpartum challenges? Wouldn't you want an experience where you didn't have to live through that? Where you didn't have to feel exhausted, overwhelmed, and unable to function? How amazing would that be? Because we as a Western society have lost what postpartum means. We have lost it all in modern day. So I am going to tell you what postpartum depletion means. This is basically symptoms affecting a mother's life post-birth, ranging from physical, hormonal, sleep, mental, and emotional issues. It's basically a combination of fatigue and exhaustion combined with baby brain. So actually, it was interesting because before I got pregnant with my second child, my daughter, I had a friend who just had a baby. And every time I would see her, she would tell me, like, I don't feel like myself. I feel really strange. I feel really tired, and my mind is kind of like not there. And I just stared at her. I didn't really know how to help her. I didn't know what was happening with her. And the doctors didn't know either. But this explains it. She had postpartum depletion. She had babies close together, and she was just working on overdrive. And so when we do this to moms as a society and then see all these postpartum challenges and a cascade of events, it all turning into diseases, we as a society have a huge gap to fill in for these moms. We have a huge gap to fill in for us. For us moms. Postpartum is not just a couple of months after you've had the baby. These conditions can be lifelong term and chronic. And so what does that mean for those moms? What does it mean for their family? What does it mean for their jobs? What does it mean for them? And how are they going to be a functional member of society? So we need to take a look at that. Because it's not only physiology, it's emotional and it's social. And some of these symptoms that you may experience are wired and tired. They may feel shame, guilt, loss of self-esteem, isolation, feel very overwhelmed, don't want to leave the house, so they're stuck in all day with the baby. They feel like there's no time for me. They're experiencing brain fog and, of course, loss of libido. And if they have loss of libido, how is that going to look on their marriage or their relationship with their partner? How is that going to look long term? So prevention is key in all of this. Making sure you have all the right tools for postpartum, not only for baby, but for you. So what does that mean? Who is in your everyday village? Who will be there for you? And you can pull out the worksheets and fill these questions in. So I'll give you a moment to find those sheets and fill them in for you. Who is going to be there for you when you feel sleep deprived and just need a couple of hours to catch up on sleep to feel like you can function again? Who is going to be there for you to come over and wash your dishes, clean your house, or just be a friend to sit and listen to you with an open ear of how hard postpartum can be? Who's going to come and change the baby's diapers or be on night watch or help out with a bath? Who's going to be, if this is your second or third child, who's going to take care of your older child or your other two? Who's going to be in charge of making sure that they feel that they are loved 100%, that a new baby came in and they still have that 100% attention? Who's going to go take them out and have some fun with them? So write that in. Who is in your everyday village where you can pick up the phone and call them? So write down their name, their phone number, and brainstorm what they can help you with. Once you see this on paper, it's easier to ask. And that's what a lot of us moms have a hard time doing. We have a hard time doing everything ourselves, and we are always afraid to ask. So in bold letters in that square, write ask. Ask these people for help. Number two, how many times do you self-care? When do you have that opportunity to go and have some self-care? When can you go and have an hour of, you know, quiet time, an hour of meditation, an hour of yoga, an hour of Netflix binging, your favorite show? When do you have time to do that for yourself? How many times do you do it throughout the week? How many times do you do it throughout the day? Number three, typical day of meals. So I want you in that to write down what your typical day looks like. So what do you usually eat for breakfast? What do you usually eat for lunch? And what do you usually eat for dinner? There's no judgment here at all. It's just to see, do you eat? What do you eat? And how are you nourishing your body? Because this is the most important part, because you need that energy to be able to survive. You need the good, real food, not the processed junk. So write it down and let's see what you eat. Number four, write down three things you love about yourself, because a lot of the times we forget about ourselves. And having a baby changes not only our body, but also our minds. We lose that kind of self-identity that sometimes a lot of moms struggle with. So, what do you love about yourself? Number five, what does your ideal postpartum look like? If you had to do it all over again, what does it look like? If you're pregnant right now, what's your dream postpartum? What do you need to make that happen? Write it down. And if I'm going too fast, I'm going to slow down a little bit and give you a chance to write it down. These are all important things to write down and focus on and have it on paper so you could see the different things that either need to get changed or that something that you need to work on. Once you see it, it's easier to focus in on it and take it one day at a time and work on it little by little. Self-care doesn't always mean massages, manicures, and spas. It means quiet time, sleep, and replenishing. Not only your mind, but your body. So it means sleep, rest, quiet time, and replenishing not only your mind, but your body. So you don't have to go to a spa or, you know, go get your nails done or go get a massage, which sometimes is really nice. But also just having that peace and quiet sometimes, not someone hanging on you or like screaming mom at you all the time. Sometimes it's nice just to have that solo time to yourself. And then once you have that time, you can't feel guilty about it because it's that time for you to start getting to be your 100% for you to be able to function and give your kids 100%. So no guilt in that. Okay, I want you to describe three things that you will add in to your daily life to simplify it. So whether that means delegating tasks, having a shared calendar with your husband or your partner so you can delegate activities, school drop-offs and pickups. What will make your life easier? Delegation is a huge one. So I want you to describe three things that will simplify your life that you can add in. So for me, it'd be like making sure that my husband and I have the same calendar that we share. So we know what activities are happening when. And that way we're also delegating tasks. So also writing a to-do list, like he'll do shopping for the week. I'll write him a list, but he'll go and he'll do the shopping. And that way I don't have to go shopping with two screaming kids. So that makes life a little bit easier for me. So it doesn't have to be anything huge. It doesn't have to be huge changes, but these little things add up. And if you make little changes, it will go a long way. So I will also upload a depletion quiz that I do want you to take. And then once you're done taking it, I want you, if you're okay sharing with everyone, adding it to the comments and sharing what your depletion score is. I also want you to write it in after you're done so you can track and see after you make all these changes, after this 5-day course and you slowly make these changes. It would be nice for you to then go back in, and I would say, you know, it takes time to take changes, to make significant changes. So about in 3 months, go back and look at it and see what you've done and take the quiz again and see what your depletion score is at that point. So that will be in the Millennial Parenthood file section that I will upload. Throughout the week, we will be going over a lot of things focusing on postpartum depletion and the strategies on how to get out of it. I want you to know that the key steps that we will be going over is number one is recognition and acceptance, which is day one, what we went over today. So recognizing if you are in that stage of postpartum depletion, which a lot of the times a lot of moms are, it's over 50% that moms are postpartum depleted. So recognizing and accepting that you are there in that stage, and then taking action. So that is our day one. Number two, we're going to be going over body balances and imbalances. So we will talk over about adrenals and thyroids and sugar imbalances, how those affect you in postpartum depletion. I'll also be talking about nutrition and giving you a meal plan that you can use. I'll talk over about sleep, which is super important, especially for us moms who are so sleep deprived. I think it's like the first year of postpartum, you are losing about 700 hours of sleep. It's just a ridiculous amount. So very essential and important. And number five is mindset. You know, I always say you say it out loud, put it out there in the universe, and it will happen. Mindset will change everything. So, and I experienced that firsthand. So stay tuned with me for the next 5 days as we navigate through this motherhood journey. And I am so excited to provide you with all of these resources. So stay tuned and comment below of what your score was. Thanks for joining in, and I am so excited to continue on this path. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks for joining in and listening to Empowered Postpartum. There will be 5 days of Empowered Postpartum in Millennial Parenthood, the resource for parents just like you. So make sure to tune in daily to see worksheets, exercises, quizzes, and videos, and lots of resources just for you in Millennial Parenthood on Facebook, a free group of resources for parents. I am so excited to see you there and navigate your motherhood journey. Thank you.